Hello, everyone. My name is Pranav Rastogi. I'm a program manager on the Azure Redis Cache team. And today I'm going to be talking to you about how to increase performance of your Azure web apps by including Redis Cache as part of your architecture in your application. Before we sort of dive into the details, I just wanted to show you this slide on where does Redis Cache fit in the larger Azure services that we have. So Redis Cache is part of the data umbrella where you can have a lot of like SQL Server, DocumentDB, and cache is an optimization layer that you add in your applications. Redis Cache is a managed service by Microsoft. That means you don't have to worry about the infrastructure details on how do you manage a cache VM. Microsoft does it for you. And you can sort of easily integrate cache into your application, connect to the cache, set some data, get some data, and then increase performance of your application and leave us to worry about the details of the service. So this is the agenda that I'm going to be talking to you about today. You know, we'll start with why do you need a caching layer in your application? What is Redis? And what do we offer as part of our Azure Redis Cache offering? So this slide talks to you about a simple workflow. You know, I have a web application which is sitting in a region in Azure. And usually, for the most part, these are dynamic applications where they tend to get some data from a backend store. And a backend store could be like a SQL Server, DocumentDB, it could be anything that's sort of persisting data. And usually, when we get these requests, these are slower because, you know, you're making a call to an outbound server, there's processing happening on the server, and you get a response back to the client, and the client has to wait. What you can do with when you scale out is, you know, increase your workload for your application. You can increase performance by introducing a caching layer. Now, a cache layer sits between your web work front end and your backend SQL Server database. And cache data is held in memory. So retrievals from a cache are much more faster than retrievals from a backend SQL Server. So that means that you can get data served to your clients much more faster than a SQL Server. And what we've observed is, like, these are some of the numbers that we've seen with Redis Cache. It has high throughput. That means, like, let's say if you want to do thousands or millions of requests per second or ops per second, Redis Cache is going to perform much better than any other persistent store. Also, Redis Cache offers consistently low latencies. So that means that if you have requests that are getting served from the cache, you'll get a response under 3 milliseconds for the average workload of, you know, 50th percentile. And for the majority of your workload, you'll get a response in less than 10 milliseconds. So in less than 10 milliseconds, you can do like millions of operations, get the response to your customers, and increase the performance of your site. So it really is a performance optimization layer that can sit between your client, which is a web app, and your backend SQL Server. And everything makes sense if, you know, your web app and cache are in the same region in Azure. And that's because you're reducing the latencies between the web app and cache. And so you want them to sit together in the same region in Azure. So let's look at a quick demo on, you know, why do you need a caching layer? And so what I have here is an application that I've deployed. It's an Azure web app, and it's talking to Azure storage. And I've also introduced a caching layer, which sits between the web app and the storage layer. And I'm going to show you sort of what is the response time that you get when you query for data which is sitting in a cache and sitting in a table storage. And I have about a million records sitting in storage and cache as well. So I'm going to just search for a customer name. And then I'm going to click both directly search the table and also search the cache. And as you can see, the response time with cache was 7 milliseconds. And the response time without cache was about 1800 milliseconds. So that's a factor of actually just about 250 times, basically. So I mean, the response time drastically reduces as soon as introduced a caching layer. So that's, I mean, really the benefit of having a cache sit between your web app and a backend persistent store. So let's look at what is Redis. So Redis is an open source advanced key value store. And it's much more than a cache. It also is referred to as a data structure, because you can store data other than key values, which you could have done in traditional caches. So you can store data sets such as hashes, lists, sets, sorted sets. This allows you to do operations around, let me store the top 5 tweets, so let me store the last 5 tweets, or let me store the top 10 gamers in my system on the server itself, on the Redis server, so that when you query for these results, you can get the response back and you can display it on the client side without doing any further processing. So this really improves the performance of the application. And Redis has many use cases, which is sort of more than the cache. You know, it sits between a traditional database and a traditional cache, because you can use it as a cache where you can store like key value pairs, or you can use it as a database and start storing these sorted sets or like top 5 tweets or last 5 tweets on the server itself. And it's very fast, high throughput, low latency server. And the reason sort of we are offering Redis in Azure is because, you know, Redis has a great ecosystem. It's proven at scale. It's been used by Twitter, GitHub, all these big players. There's a very big knowledgeable community, which is very active as well. There's a rich set of clients. You can use Redis with pretty much anything like C, C++, Java, Node, C#, .NET. There's a bunch of open source libraries out there. And, you know, it's very easy to hire for as well. So beyond what I've talked about, Redis also has these features around like atomicity. You can sort of do atomic operations on all these data types. They're transactions, so you can batch operations together, execute them, and then sort of get the result back. There's a PubSub pattern where you can treat Redis as a queuing system. So you can send a message, there are a bunch on a channel, and there are different subscribers listening to that channel, and then they can get that message as well. And this is important because you can use, for example, Redis as a backplane for scaling out Signal R, and I'll show you in my demo. There's also Lua scripting, pipelining. You know, there are multiple languages support with Redis. Redis supports databases. There is support for replication between a master and a slave. And that's one of the benefits that you get with the Azure Redis Cache offering, is because we manage the replication for you, and we manage the failover from a master to the slave. For you, so that you don't have to worry about these infrastructure details in your application. You can just connect to the cache and just keep on using the cache. There is persistent support, which is sort of treated as two ways, that you can persist every write, which makes it very close to being a persistent store, or you can persist a point in time, so which is more of a snapshot model, and you can use it for a disaster recovery. So let's say you can take a snapshot every 30 minutes, and if the cache, you know, machine goes down, it comes back up, you can reload the data because you already have a snapshot. Redis clustering is something that's sort of has come up in the recent time, and it allows you to do server-side sharding, basically. And so it's very high performant, it increases the throughput of your applications. It also allows you to create caches of bigger sizes. So today in Azure, we offer you a 53 gig cache as the highest cache. But with clustering, you can increase that, and then you can create a cluster. And this is coming soon, very very soon in the Azure offering that we have. So I'm going to talk to you about what we have in Azure. So we are basically hosting Redis for you. It's a managed offering by Microsoft. It's a dedicated offering. So that means that each time you create a cache, you get a dedicated virtual machine for yourself. It's not a shared service. You can create caches from 250 megs to about 53 gigs. And very soon, when we enable clustering, you will be able to create clusters of, let's say, a 6 gigabyte each. And you can create shards of 10. So you can get about 60 gigs, or you can say 53 gigs into 10 shards, about like 530 gigs of data that you can store. It's available in all regions. You know, we are deploying in the China and the government clouds as well. We have SSL support. And then we also offer cache in two SKUs, so basic and standard. So basic is just a single node cache. And if the node goes down, then you lose availability of the cache. And standard, there's a two node replica where we do the master slave replication for you. And then we offer an SLA of 99.9 for you as well. So let me show you some demos on how do you integrate Redis cache, how do you get started with it, how do you use it in a web app. And we'll see the different features that Redis offers. So I'm going to go to the Azure portal, and we can say new data plus storage, and then you can click Redis cache. And so here I can enter my cache name. So Pranav demo 123. I can select the subscription. I can select the resource group that I want to create this cache in, the location, diagnostics. Then I can choose a pricing tier. So I can choose between basic, standard, and very soon we'll be launching a new SKU, which will have support for clustering as well. And then I can sort of create the cache, and then the cache will get created. So when you create a cache, it takes about, you know, anywhere from 3 minutes to 15 minutes. So I'm going to just show you an existing cache that was already created. All right, so let's see an existing cache that I already created before. So you can see that it has settings, what's the cache group name, what's my cache name, what ports, by default, non-SSL is disabled, and the keys that I can use to connect to my cache. I can also enable diagnostics, so I can get monitoring around what my cache get set calls are, what my numbers, how busy my Redis server is, CPU. I can add alert rules, so I can do all of the stuff in Azure. So let's quickly look at how we can connect to this cache. And here I just have a console app, and I have downloaded this NuGet package called Stack Exchange Redis, which is an open source client for .NET. There are a bunch of more out there. And what I'm going to do is in my getting started, you know, I'm just using the Stack Exchange APIs where I'm getting the database. And I'm connecting to the cache. So this is the cache that I just showed you with my access key. And I am getting a value. I'm checking if the value is null. Like if I don't have this value, then I get from the persistent store. It's a typical cache pattern where if you don't find a value in the cache, then you go back to the store, get the value, store it in the cache, and then just display the value. So I'll just run this demo, and we'll show how you can set a value and then get a value as well from the Redis cache. And so now you can start storing, you know, you get the value retrieved as the current date time. So this was a console app. Let's see how we can use Redis cache in an ASP.NET application. And so here I have an ASP.NET app, and we have session and output cache providers for Redis. So here I've downloaded Redis output cache and Redis session state provider. In my web config, I have configured the cache endpoints as well. So in this case, my Redis connection is Pranav RA cache demo 1 along with the keys. And then in my output cache provider, I am setting the connection string to be the app setting name of Redis connection. So this is a good practice because once you deploy this app in Azure Web Apps, then you can set this app setting in the Azure Web App settings, and then these settings just flow through the environment. So it's a good source control practice, like sort of not to have these connection strings in your app when you deploy it to the server. And then in my default page, I'm just storing a value in session, which again gets stored in the Redis cache. And in my page, I'm setting output cache to be true. So this information is now being stored in the Redis cache itself. So I'm just going to launch this page. And then I'm going to refresh it. So you'll see that the date time over here is not changing because it's coming, it's output cache right now. So this is how you can store data, ASP.NET session and output cache data in Redis as well. We also have support for SignalR as a backplane. So here is an app that I've deployed to Azure Web Apps. It's using SignalR. And what I've done behind the scenes is I have plugged in Redis as a backplane. So as you scale out your SignalR app to multiple instances, you can use Redis as a backplane to help in the scaling. So you can see this is one browser that I've connected. And then I have this other browser as my second client over here. And I'm just going to refresh it. And let me just put those two browsers side by side. It's a new features in Windows 10. And I can sort of start bursting fireworks, you know, and then these messages are being synchronized using the Redis using Redis as a backplane. And behind the scenes, it's using Redis PubSub as a model for sending all these messages. And the code to sort of use Redis as a backplane is fairly simple. So this is my web app, and here is my SignalR hub. And in my startup CS, I have registered the use Redis package, the SignalR Redis backplane package, and I've used Redis as a backplane. So now all messages are being sort of transmitted over Redis itself. So this is how you can sort of use Redis as in a .NET application. But as you know, like web apps supports more than .NET. So you can write like Node apps as well, and you can write PHP apps as well. And I'll show you how you can use Redis in Node as well. I have a simple Node application. And so let me show you my app. It's using a module called Redis, which is a plugin that you can use to connect to Redis. And I'm using my Azure Redis Cache. In this case, I'm connecting to the non-SSL port because not all clients support SSL as yet. And then I'm entering this value called bar 1111. And I'm going to save it. And I'm going to run my app. I'm going to say node, my app. And then you'll see bar 111 being outputted from the cache as well. So this is how you can easily store values in a Node application as well, and then get the result back from the cache as well. I'll show you another demo where we are storing a value in PHP as well. And so Redis had a sample called Retwist, where it was basically a Twitter clone on how you can plug in Redis into a Twitter application where you can add tweets, and then you can send tweets as well. Then Corey Fowler sort of ported this application to use the pRedis as a Redis client, and then he hooked it up with the Azure Redis Cache as well. So he cloned this app to work in PHP as well. And I've sort of deployed this app on Azure. So what I'm showing you right now is the source code for the app. It has a deploy to Azure button. So if you click that, then you can deploy this web app to Azure, and it'll provision a cache for you, and it'll hook up all the connection strings and app settings for you out of the box. So I've already done that. And this is what the app looks like when you browse to it. So you can sort of come over here and so create a new account, foo2, password has to be super secure. And then once you create an account, then you can start to send your tweets, hello, PHP. And you can update it. And then the data is being stored in Redis Cache itself. So here's how an example of how you can use Redis Cache with PHP and then deploy it to an Azure web app as well. Now you can take it a step further as well. And if you have like WordPress applications, you can plug in Redis Cache as well and then use them as part of the Azure web app service as well. So the beauty of it is like, you know, it's all open source. It plays very nice. It really is the open source Redis that we are hosting in Azure, and it plugs in very nicely with other assets of web apps like, you know, the PHP support that we have, the Node support that we have. So you can use all of these features in combination with each other as well. So now I'm going to sort of show you something that's we are about to release fairly soon. So I've told you that from a Redis cache perspective, what we have on our roadmap is the capability of adding, creating a cluster. So you can create caches of bigger workloads, you can get better performance, and you can also optionally persist data. So this is a very early preview of what this feature would look like. Here's an experience where, you know, I already have a cache that I've created with five shards. Let me load that cache up. So this is a cache which I've created of two shards, and it has 6 GB. Each shard can have 6 GB. So the total cache size is about 12 GB. And then I can use this cache in my application, and you will see that in the performance counters that I'm seeing the hits and misses across all the shards. I can sort of click this blade, and I can see hits and misses for each of the shards that I have, and then see how my sort of cache is behaving as well. So you will see if I expand this column, like the cache hits from shard 0, cache hits from shard 1. So this is what you'll see coming from our team very soon, and I just wanted to give you a very quick preview of this feature as well. I just wanted to sort of point you out with some of the basic recommendations that we have. You know, we do recommend Redis Cache for any new cache requirements that you might have. And I also wanted to point you out to this roadmap page, which is, you know, what are some of the features that are going to come down the roadmap is, you know, you should be able to scale up and down. You can scale from a basic to a standard. You should be able to configure Redis features, for example, like key space notifications or number of databases. So those are coming online soon. There is persistence, which is coming soon as well, which will allow you to persist every write. Or you can also persist every time-based frequency, you know, every 30 minutes, every 1 hour, every day, and use that as a disaster recovery scenario where you can now load cache data in case cache goes down. There is Azure Regions for like China government. There's also clustering, which is a Redis feature, which allows you to do server-side sharding so you can get better performance, better throughput. There's support for virtual network, which allows you to deploy caches inside a virtual network that you have in Azure. So this allows you to further lock down who has access to the cache, network policies, access rules, so you can really lock down cache as well. And there's further down the road, you know, there's support for geo-replication as well, which is where, you know, what happens if a region goes down, how do you fail over, and how do you load data in that case as well. So these are all features that we have in a roadmap, you know, which are going to come out as we go down in time. These are some resources that I'm going to leave the slide up. is about like what's the pricing structure. There's the documentation pages where it has tons of docs on how does Redis Cache work in Azure. All the samples that I showed you are available in these docs as well. There's a user voice site where you can sort of give us feedback on features that you want. There's a pattern and practices that Microsoft has published on best patterns on using cache, what should be your retry policies. So I do recommend checking that out. There's a blog post on how do you investigate timeout exception in Stack Exchange Redis. So this, you know, will help you a lot when you're running bigger workloads. You might have to scale up your cache or you might have like bandwidth limitations. So it makes those investigations much more easier. And there's also the Memcache shim, which you can use to plug in, like for example, WordPress with Redis Cache as well. So I hope you enjoyed this Redis Cache talk. Like Redis Cache is a performance optimization layer that you can introduce in your Azure web apps. It is open source. It supports all the open source libraries. For example, you can use PHP in web apps. You can use Node in PHP in web apps as well. And you can use Redis as well. You can also use some of the advanced features of cache and app service. So for example, like Redis Cache can be deployed in a virtual environment. So if you're using now app service environments, you can also deploy caches in the same virtual network and sort of have the same NSG rules and access policies around your caches as well. You can create caches of bigger workloads using clustering. So if you have, you know, web apps or app service where you're using it to build very scalable applications, then you can sort of use clustering as a way to improve performance of your applications even further as well. So I hope you enjoyed it. You had a good time. If you have any questions, I'm available on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @RUSTD. So please reach out to me. Thank you.